are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Super Bowl 58. Patrick Mahomes is at it again.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. Super Bowl time.
It sure is, man. It sure is. And it's a big Super Bowl. You know what I mean? As much as I'm sure a lot of people out there don't want to see these two teams matched up, it's going to be a good game regardless. Yeah. I mean, these two teams are there for a reason. I've been watching all the interviews and everything throughout the week, and it's going to be an exciting game, man.
You're absolutely right, buddy. It's going to be a good one. Feels like a lot of people aren't as hyped about this one. It's like maybe we just seen it a couple years ago. Don't worry. It's going to be a good one.
No doubt, no doubt. I actually seen a meme on TikTok about the best song the 49ers come out to, and it's that Kanye West song where he's like, I made Taylor Swift, you know?
Yeah. I mean, kind of did, though, right?
Yeah. We won't get into that. But I think that would be pretty cool if they come out to some Kanye West.
Absolutely.
And even
absolutely.
Had Kanye West with them.
Yeah. Right, what about all this, what they're saying, Travis Kelce going to propose to Taylor, right? Is that right?
And I'm hearing that everywhere. But I guarantee you 100% he didn't tell nobody that. That's just speculation and media and blah, 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 blah. They literally asked him about it in the media, and he looked almost embarrassed, like that's not something I'm doing, so stop bringing it up.
Maybe he needs to. I mean, somebody told me they seen it on the news. Like, the literal news was reporting it, so that's something.
Another thing, all these, I don't know if you've seen some of the crazy betting props for this Super Bowl. I mean, they're out of this world. Literally, one of them is plus 100,000 odds for aliens to invade.
What?
Yeah, aliens to land on the field is plus 100,000 odds.
Plus 100,000, huh?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, you throw a 20 on it.
Yeah, why not, bro, right?
Another one I saw that it was like, the odds honestly should be higher for this one because it was like plus 20,000 odds. But it was for the 49ers to win and Taylor to kiss George Kittle on the 50-yard line.
Oh, my God. What did you say? The odds should be better?
I think they should be higher because plus 20,000, that happened. I feel like I'm not winning enough money if that happens. You know what I mean? Like, that should be plus 100,000.
God,
I feel like that's the same as aliens landing, that situation happened.
What if she kissed him, like, on the cheek? Would that still count?
I have to. It says Taylor kisses George Kittle. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she kisses him on the hand, it counts, in my opinion.
Taylor Swift's people needs to get to me, bro. I just need to holler at her real quick, man, real quick. Anyways, but we got to get to the actual game, buddy, actual game. Trey, you got something for us. Is that right?
Yeah, man, I got 10 facts for this Super Bowl. Just, you know, kind of get your mind right and get you thinking about all the different things that led up to where we are. Starting off at the top, number one, this is the second time the Chiefs and the Niners have matched up in a Super Bowl. Last time they met was at the end of 2019 season. Kansas City won that game 31-20.
Patrick Mahomes' first Super Bowl win. I remember that.
Yeah, man. And you know, the Niners obviously have kind of a revenge game. I don't know if you saw the clip of George Kittle at the end of the game, you know, talking about, I will be back here. I will be back.
He wasn't lying. He wasn't lying, man. It's happening. It's happening.
Second fact I got for you is this is the Chiefs' fourth Super Bowl appearance in 5 seasons. As much as we, you know, can't stand seeing the Chiefs every year in the Super Bowl, it is a big accomplishment.
It is. It is. I mean, it's big stuff. It's big stuff. I mean, just getting to the AFC Championship game every year you've been a starter is ridiculous. And you know me, I'm a big Tom Brady guy, but I think that is maybe starting to rival him, you know?
Just a little, yeah, for sure. And then number three, we got the Chiefs looking to be the first back-to-back champion since the 2003-04 Patriots. Speaking of Tom.
Speaking of Tom Brady, man, you heard us talking about you, didn't you, bud?
Number four, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be the first player at his position to ever start four different Super Bowls before the age of 30.
Oh, wow. Impressive. I mean, what else can this guy do, man? What else can he do?
Number five, if the Niners were to beat the Chiefs, they would tie the Patriots and the Steelers for the most Super Bowl titles at six.
Tom Brady coming in again.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I didn't even realize the Niners had that many Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, I think like in the 90s, you know, they had a big 94, run.
94, 95, mm-hmm. I think.
They had a big run where they were just hitting them out, you know what I mean? And against the Cowboys, it was in the championship game a lot. It was kind of like, which one of them's going to do it? Which one of them's going to do it? You know, and the Niners got there a good amount.
Kind of where that rivalry started, huh? The Niner-Cowboy rivalry.
Yeah, exactly.
Number six, Brock Purdy was statistically the most efficient quarterback in the NFL this year, pacing all starters in yards per attempt at 9.6 while finishing top five in yards, touchdowns, and passer rating. And somehow Lamar Jackson won MVP.
No kidding. Yeah. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, Brock Purdy, he's kind of the worst player on the offense. Like, I've heard people say that, you know, and it takes a lot for him to run that thing. I know Shanahan's got a very sharp mind, and he's doing things right over there. But, I mean, you got to give the guy credit, man. I mean, game manager or not, I mean, I don't even know about that game manager thing. Aren't they all technically game managers?
Yeah, it's kind of what the job is as a quarterback, is to manage the game. Exactly. But, you know, I actually saw another clip on TikTok, Brock Purdy, and it was showing all of his touchdown passes, and it had him listed by basic pass, great pass, and all wide receiver. So, I mean, it was just like, you know, basically any quarterback could do it. And pretty much all of the all wide receiver touchdowns were just kickouts to Christian McCaffrey, who ran it in for a touchdown, you know, like 40 yards. But every other play was a great pass. It wasn't even, you know, there was a couple basic passes, but most of them were great passes where, you know, the wide receiver was heavily covered and he slotted it perfectly, threw the ball exactly where it needed to go. To me, that's what a quarterback does. If that's managing the game, then that's the kind of quarterback I want.
Insane, man. I think I saw something that said, like, he is the what do you say, the least pick. I mean, you know, he was the last pick in the draft to ever start a Super Bowl. You know, that's something.
Yeah, that is something for sure. And he's definitely got some stuff to prove. You know, obviously I'm a little bit worried with him being in the media all this week and the hype, you know, being too much. That's one of the things that really affects, I think it's going to affect the outcome of this game, is that the Chiefs have been here. Mahomes has been here. He knows exactly what to expect. Purdy has not had that situation. So, I mean, it's definitely a new world for him, and he's going to have to be able to control the pressure.
Absolutely, man. You're absolutely right. I feel like Purdy's got it under control, though. I mean, I obviously don't know. I don't know the guy, but he just kind of seems like, you know, nobody expected a bunch from him, just like kind of the Tom Brady thing. Nobody expected this guy to do anything. So he's had that thing on his shoulder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. But number seven, Kansas City finished the number two ranked defense in yards and points allowed, while San Francisco finished number three in defensive scoring. And that actually surprised me, because I was thinking that the Niners defense was better than Kansas City.
And what was it you said Kansas City's finished at?
Number two.
Wow. Number two and number
yards and points.
Wow. Insane. Hey, maybe we get some good defense, man. Some good turnovers, some good stuff like that. I know I really want to see a lot of fiery offense, but it's always fun to watch some defense too.
Without a doubt. Number eight, both teams finished in the top 10 this year in average time of possession, excelling at ball control thanks to not only their defense, but rugged rushing attacks. To me, this is huge for this game, especially the fact that both teams finish in the top 10. Time of possession is going to be a major part of this game. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw the last game the Chiefs played. I mean, the time of possession was just outrageous. I mean, they were on offense constantly.
Yeah.
You know, keep Lamar off the field was kind of the goal, and that's what they did, and that's how it worked. And then when Lamar was on the field, he didn't really do what he needed to. So, like I said, time of possession in this game is going to be major. But with both of these teams being in the top 10 – in time of possession. I think it's going to be a battle for time of possession.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A battle it's going to be. I think that's what you got to do if you're either team, really, is control it. Like you said, because you know Mahomes and Kelce can get out there and do magic things. And you know Brock Purdy, with all the weapons he's got, can do magic things. So I think you're 100% right. Time of possession is going to be huge in this game, Trey.
Number nine, the Chiefs finished second in total QB pressures, hurrying, hitting, or sacking opposing passers on almost 28% of dropbacks. Mm. So there you go, Brock Purdy. You know, at least 28% of the time, you're looking at a pressure, a hurry, or getting sacked.
Sounds right. Spagnuolo's defense stepping up, getting those guys. Makes sense. Brock Purdy. The thing that, you know what, I have had in my head that the Niners are like indestructible. I know they went on like a 3-game losing streak, but I had in my head like these guys are ridiculously good, you know, strong defense, strong offense. Now, the thing that's scaring me is the last game they played against the Lions. Yeah, they came back and they tore it up. But, man, that first half, the Lions controlled the game, and that's what scares me.
Yeah, and if you think about the game before against the Packers, I mean, they had to come back, win that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Chiefs have pretty much been lights out in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's almost insane. It's almost like the Chiefs were bored in the regular season. Yeah. Like, I need some fire. I need something to compete for. And like, but then when the time came, bro, they were a whole different team.
No doubt. Number 10 on my facts, and the last fact I have here, just a little something to throw out there. If you didn't already know, this year's halftime show will feature Grammy-winning R&B artist Usher.
Yeah. Get it?
'Cause
the song, yeah.
I must confess,
that was a bad joke.
Wow. Anyway, so real quick, I just want to see, what do you think, if you had to pick a song for Usher to open with, what would you go with?
Let's see. That's a tough one. He hasn't had a lot of new stuff come out as of lately,
right?
Not too much. Oh, man. Are there some betting odds? Are there a couple?
Yeah.
I mean, that feels too easy, you know, but I think I don't know if they'd open with yeah, you know what I mean? What's the odds for my confessions?
I don't know what the odds are, but I like them because I don't know why. I just feel like that's a good opening song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, buddy. Hey, that damn sports show. Let's go. What's happening, fellas?
What's up?
Yes, sir. Hey, Chris from Patriot Sports Radio. The boys are live. There are betting odds. Okay. Odds there. Oops, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. What do you think, buddy? You're going confessions or what?
Yeah, man, maybe. And there's another song that he sings, and I don't know the name of it, but he spells out his name.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Usherray.
That's nice. Nice and slow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that would be a good one too.
I don't know, man. That wouldn't be a good one. 7 o'clock. On the
exactly, dock. He's in the drop top, and look, he pulls out in the drop top, and then they're like, "Game time!" So that when the game starts at 6:30 our time, it'd be, you know, anywhere from 7:15, 7:30, you know.
yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that actually would work out pretty good. They're like, "Guys, we need to hurry up, and get off the field. Screw the 2-minute warning."
Yeah, Usher needs 7 o'clock on the dot.
Usher needs to hit that 7. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm having trouble thinking of names of Usher songs right now, dude. Like, I'm trying to think, what could it be? But they're just not coming to me, man. I love Usher,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Interesting. That's all the facts you got for us, though?
That's the facts.
A lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. Yeah, interesting. So, Trey, I mean, are we going to get straight to the picks? Or are we going to we're going to keep going?
Well, let me jump on right here real quick with the, you know, the opening odds for this game. Mm-hmm. So we got the Niners. The Vegas has the Niners picked to win by 1. Over-under for the game is 47.5 points. And again, you can get the Chiefs at plus money for the money line. And that's what scares me the most. It's plus 100, which is not, you know, great odds. But the Chiefs have been the underdogs in the last 3 games. And if anybody that have put money on them, they have earned them money.
Here's the problem with that, man. I don't want to put money on the Chiefs winning because then I'll have to root for them to win.
I feel it completely, man. And you know, that's when it comes down to me, you know, I it's hard for me to decide who I would want to win this game because I don't want either one of these teams to win this game. But when I break it down to, you know, the molecules of it, I start thinking about which players do I like the most because I don't like either team.
Yeah.
So which players do I like the most? And when I'm looking at the Chiefs, one of my favorite players in the league is on the Chiefs, and that's Isaiah Pacheco. I love that dude. I love how he runs. I love what he does. Travis Kelce obviously is a lovable person. I like him a lot. But there's not too many other people on that team that I'm just happy about. But jumping to the Niners side of the ball, I love me some George Kittle. I love me some Christian McCaffrey. I love me some Ayuk. I love me some Deebo Samuel.
There he is.
You know, I love me some Bosa. And so it's like, you know, my guys that I like, the balance side more to the Niners. But in the end, I do think the Chiefs are going to pull it off.
Oof. So you would like for the Niners to win?
I'm rooting for the Niners. The Chiefs are
going
to win.
The Chiefs are going to win. You're just laying it out like that, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oof. I don't like it. I don't like it. Here's my thought process, man. When it comes to the game, I'm rooting for the story. You know what I mean? I love the story, you know? Like, what's going to be the better story? The Lions? That would have been the best story, right? 100%. But that's not what it is right now. So let me talk about the story. Let's talk about the Chiefs story. We've seen this story. You know, this is a rerun, you know? Kelce saying on interviews he wants this Super Bowl more than anything. That's what he's saying on interviews, which makes me think maybe he's thinking about retiring. Like him and his brother both retire, probably for – I mean, he's definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer. Jason Kelce probably is too. They're going to do nothing but get bigger. They have all these endeavors. But that's neither here nor there. Mahomes gets another one. Okay, he's on his way to being the next GOAT. I'm not super into that story. But let's talk about the Niners story, okay? Christian McCaffrey, a dude that's been running all over people for years on a crappy team, finally makes it to the big show. I want to see that guy get a Super Bowl. He deserves a Super Bowl. He's worked his butt off to get that Super Bowl. That's one thing. Kyle Shanahan. This another guy that has just done things and been very good for years and years and just can't quite get over the hump. You know what I mean? I want to see that guy get a Super Bowl. I want to see that guy get a ring because he deserves it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it completely. and then, you know, back to the Kittle even, you know, Kittle, I mean, I think he deserves a ring. I mean, he's worked his butt off harder than anybody else or just as hard as anybody else. And I think he deserves to get a ring.
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely. You're right. Kittle is a monster and also deserves a ring. It's just, I feel like it's the Niners' time right now, you know, and then, you know, the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl somehow and win the Super Bowl. I feel like, okay, I don't even need to watch the interviews after, you know, I know how this goes.
Yeah, I get you. But you're right. You don't want to just rinse and repeat. You know what I mean?
You
want to see something different. You don't want to hear Travis Kelce say, you got to fight for your right to party. Even though it's pretty cool when he says it. you've seen it enough this year.
Maybe he'll bust out another Beastie Boys song, you know, when he wins. Maybe. If they win.
But one thing just to think about here, is there anybody on either one of these teams that don't deserve a ring?
Kadarius Toney?
Exactly who I was thinking, baby. You know, can we really give Kadarius Toney another ring? Are we really ready for that?
Just that big crazy eyes smile he's got, you know?
At home.
Just, I got another one, daddy. Yeah, no, Kadarius Toney, yeah. But that's what you were thinking, huh?
100%. Yeah, but I mean, he's not even going to get I guarantee you he doesn't get a single snap in this game.
Probably not. I mean, I heard the players on the team were wanting to bench him. That's
they're as a group.
I mean, does that mean they're still mad about him stepping over the line on that play?
I mean, you got to know, you know, watching him this season, that's not the only mistake he's made. I mean, he's dropped balls all season long that were crucial plays. You know, they weren't just early game drops. They were like, you know, if we score here, we win. Mm-hmm. And then it was a drop. And then, you know, if you don't step over the line here, we win. And they did it. You know, it's just, it felt like a lot of their losses were due to Kadarius Toney. I mean, obviously there are several other factors and there's four quarters to play, but when it come down to crunch time, he was not accountable.
So basically the team is saying, we don't want this game to be decided because Tony steps over the line or some craziness or makes like a that.
Drop or yeah, we don't want Kadarius Tony to decide the favor of this game.
What about MVS? Marquez Valdez-Scantlin had a home run ball in his hands.
Yeah, and you're right, but he redeemed himself a couple weeks ago, and he caught that pass.
He sure did.
And I'm sure he was humble about missing that catch, you know, and maybe Kadarius wasn't. Maybe Kadarius is like, I'm just out here playing football. Y'all don't worry about me.
Yeah. Tony, yeah. No, you're right. You're right 100%. You think there's anybody on the Niners who doesn't deserve a Super Bowl? I don't got nobody on my mind. But
yeah, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody on the Niners deserves a Super Bowl.
You know what's cool is I have a cousin that worked for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay? Wait.
What?
Sam Darnold. I don't know if Sam Darnold deserves a Super Bowl. I mean, I guess he's bid his time. He's done enough. You know, give him one so he can retire, please.
Ooh, I mean, if anybody's got an argument with that, please put it down in the comments because I want to know why does Sam Darnold deserve a ring?
You know, that there was something I seen also that the odds for Super Bowl MVP, you get it's like the odds are better. You'll make less money by voting for Sam Darnold to win MVP than you would Nick Bosa. So that means Vegas thinks that Sam Darnold is more likely to become MVP of the Super Bowl than Nick Bosa.
Wow. I mean, okay, so Brock Purdy gets hurt. Sam Darnold steps in, goes crazy, wins the Super Bowl for the Niners. Super Bowl MVP. That is more likely than a defensive guy getting a Super Bowl MVP is what they're saying.
Yeah, right? But to me, that's sad, man, because, you know, that's because they're so focused on giving the quarterback the MVP spot. And I know that's what the quarterback is. You know, they are the most valuable player on the team. But sometimes in a game, they're not the person that wins it.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, he won it, right? I'm trying to think the last time a defensive player won Super Bowl MVP. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 2003, Super Bowl against the Raiders. Dexter Jackson wins Super Bowl MVP.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. A lot of firsts in Tampa Bay, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a first, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. They didn't get a comeback player of the year, though. Close, but my boy Joe Flacco, baby.
Yeah.
Just like I wanted to see.
Congratulations, Joe Flacco. You deserved it, buddy. I actually read somewhere that DeMar Hamlin got more votes, but they gave it to Flacco anyways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be
maybe people felt bad. I don't know who does
well,
the voting.
I don't know if you know, but I watched the you know, they do the clip before, you know, and they do like each player and like a little bit of highlights here, highlights there. Well, the highlights of DeMar Hamlin, a couple of them were him in interviews talking, you know, and I'm like, you know, this is for a football player, and I'm not saying he's not a football player, but I'm saying this is the football player who had the best football comeback.
You're right.
You know, I agree wholeheartedly. DeMar Hamlin had the greatest comeback in life.
Yeah,
but in football, I think it's a little different, and I'm glad Joe Flacco got it.
No, you're 100% right, and I agree. I'm glad Joe Flacco got it also. And DeMar Hamlin is probably going to be remembered forever now. I mean,
100%.
You know what I mean? Just some guy who got brought up from the practice, you know, practice team squad, end up, you know, something terrible happening to him. You know, he'll never be forgotten. He'll be famous. He'll be able to ride that forever, you know?
Yep.
Crazy. So let me ask you this. Super Bowl MVP. I'm going to name the team and you tell me who you think is going to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes.
Nah. But it can't be Patrick Mahomes.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, with, you know, having 11 receptions last week, I think it has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 49ers.
Brock Purdy.
Christian McCaffrey.
I think Brock Purdy.
Maybe.
I think, because here's my thing. If Christian McCaffrey is the best player on the Niners on Sunday, I have a feeling the Chiefs are going to win. But if Brock Purdy is the best player on the Niners on Sunday, the Niners are going to win, because I'm thinking that I'm saying that Christian McCaffrey is competing at a Christian McCaffrey level. Mm-hmm. Debo Samuel is competing at a Debo Samuel level. Kittle and Ayuk all the same. And Brock Purdy is better than them. The Niners win 100%.
That's a great way to look at it, man. Actually, that makes a lot of sense, you know. Yeah, crazy. I mean, let's see. Let's go to the Chiefs. Who's got to be that guy if they win? Who's got
to
be there?
I think Rashi Rice is going to have to step it up. I mean, he has stepped it up in the playoffs for sure, but I think it's going to be even more need to step up, because this isn't going to be a game where it can just be Mahomes and Kelsey and get the dub. I don't think that. They're going to need more. Mm-hmm. And Pacheco, obviously, is the man to step up, and, sure. and he has it in him. But it's going to take this whole team, man. It's going to take the defense. It's going to take the offense. This is the one game where, you know, before I was saying the way to beat the Chiefs is you can't make mistakes, and that just means the Chiefs are going to win. Mm-hmm. This game, neither team can make mistakes, because if the Chief makes mistakes, the Niners are going to win. If the Niners make mistakes, the Chiefs are going to win. So, I mean, it's going to be a mistake battle.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. You're 100% right, man. The team who makes the fewest mistakes will probably be Super Bowl winners. It's going to be a good game. Again, I'm also not, for some reason, like super pumped about it. Like, I'm going to watch the game. I'm excited to watch the game. I can't wait to watch the game. But at the same time, it's like...
At the same time, you could have saw the Detroit Lions here.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That and the Buffalo Bills, you know. If this was Bills Lions Super Bowl,
oh, bro,
I'd be twice as hype right now.
Bro. Yeah, Lions... Bills, oh, dude, you know that would be a great game, bro.
Oh, 100%.
I hope it's a game next year in the regular season now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said, but I'm going Niners to win.
Yeah. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
But they're going to lose.
They're going to lose. I hate how sure you are about
it. Hey, I don't know if I hate to name drop, because I don't know if this is the right person, but I think it was Chad Ochocinco. Don't quote me on that, but somebody who I believe is Chad Ochocinco in an interview said that he is so sure that the Chiefs are going to win that if they lose, he will divorce his wife and not have sex for a year.
Why would you do that to yourself, man? Why put that kind of pressure on your life, Chad Ochocinco?
He is so sure the Chiefs are going to win.
Oh my God.
And he's like pointing, he's like, see my wife right over there? She sees me. She knows. She knows I'll stand on this. If I will divorce her. If the Chiefs lose,
maybe he's wanting that to happen.
Well, then what if the Chiefs win? Did he go to the next bet tomorrow? So if you drop the cup,
if the Niners have to win for him to do all that,
yeah.
Oof. Wow. Maybe he was trying to divorce her anyway.
I don't know.
He's like, he's just throwing something out there for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, what do you get if you're right? You know what I'm saying?
Clout.
Yeah, if he's wrong, he'll get clout too, though.
Oh yeah, I know.
He'll be blowing him up.
Sign the paper, Ocho.
Mm-hmm. Dotted line, my friend. Yeah. Hey, and she's gonna ask for $85 million. Get it, Ocho?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he's got $85 million. If I'm being honest, but yeah, it's gonna be a good one, buddy. Gonna be a good one. Did I ask Niners who needs to step up?
Yeah, so it's Brock Purdy, obviously. Yeah. You know, he needs to step up to the level of his other teammates. And not that he's not stepped up, but he's going to have to step it up, like I said, to be better than the guys around him that will make them. I mean, I think that, like I said, if Brock Purdy is better than the guys around him, they'll blow the Chiefs out.
Yeah, yeah. Four quarters. They need to play four strong quarters against the Chiefs. Against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, who know where they're at. Know what to do, know how to win. If they win, dude, how many more commercials is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce going to be in if they win another Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know, at least five. I guarantee you during the Super Bowl, there's going to be eight commercials for different products that both of them are in.
Oh,
you know, they're already in the new Subway commercial with the footlong cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that one yet, but you probably will Sunday.
I did see the MVB, is it? Something Most Valuable like Bundler, where he's like, this is such a shock, and he throws the... Oh, I love Andy Reid in those commercials, though, dude. He's the best, right?
Oh, yeah.
With the, like, drawing the mustaches on people and stuff. I freaking love it, dude. Andy Reid is hilarious.
Yeah, Andy Reid is one of the people that I like on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'll be happy if he wins.
Absolutely. What about, did you see the commercial where he's like, how about some of them nuggies? And he's just trying to get his chicken nuggets. It's good. It's a good one. It's a good one. Anyway, man, going to be a great game, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you have not done so already. Guys, if you look down right now, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that you could actually join our family, become a Flexaholic down there, man. Check it out. There's also merch down there as well, guys. Get some merch, man. Support your boys here at Fourth and Flex. We appreciate all the love. Trey,
yep.
Wrapping the season up. I'm going to do it to you.
Season's almost over. You know, obviously fantasy's over. We still got a little bit of football left. Come Sunday, we got Super Bowl 58. It's going to be big. It's going to be loud. You know, it's in Vegas where all the money's going to be thrown around. Make your bets. Make them safe. Have a good time. Eat some wings. And go Chiefs.
Don't do that.
Niners.
Let's go. Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Thank you guys so much for watching. We shall see thee on the next one. Peace out.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go. Here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.